Oh my, you seem as pretentious as Jotaro. Seems you must be taught a lesson. But clearly, stands and fighting doesn't suit you. It would merely be a disastrous little killing. If I were to sink my fangs into you now, I might as well make it an interesting fight. What if you were to wear the mask? Why don't I give you the choice? You can either die a human if you prioritize it, if you cherish it so much, or you can live and thrive as a true being of the future, something ordained by the greater powers, a creature so amazing that I myself would be only slightly above you. You understand ever so much, for it is I, Dio, and I will make sure this time you have a choice. Never again shall it be said that Dio does not offer kindness to his victims. I am not a man of cruelty, but of art, of passion, and creation, and the betterment of our future as a race, as humanity. Human beings should come together to join me with this great power. Only a fool would cherish their humanity in favor of true power. I will offer you everything. Everything you could ever desire. Why don't you get on your knees? It is so satisfying to see a human true to their desires. You remind me of someone else. I wonder what they would call you. A scoundrel? A betrayer? No, a smart woman. For if they called you anything else, I'm afraid I would have to be done with them, through with them, and their miserable existence, because even as a vampire, they would serve no purpose other than wasting space, breathing the same air as me, unlike someone cunning, intelligent, and gorgeous as you. You are worthy of my time, even if you're weak as you are now. You have the mind about you, the courage to embark and throw away your humanity, risking everything. A girl after my own heart. Do not fear. No, that's not fear in your eyes at all, is it? It's something much greater. It's that excitement, those shaking fingers, knowing the ecstasy that you will soon experience, that humanity would shun and fear you, but you would ascend far beyond them. That is why you deserve it. That is why I've chosen you for my first act of kindness. This is something beneficial to us both, for you shall aid me in another experiment, as well as being my loyal subordinate. For it is I, Dio, who will become the god of this world, and I will need those at my side, including concubines and those of your sufficient intelligence, cunning, and attractiveness. Know that it is rare that I would ever compliment another, for there are very few worth my time. Very few ever make it to my feet. But you make it at least to my waist. So why don't you beg more with your body? You clearly want to give up your humanity, so why not have a taste of your future husband? But of course, did you think for a second I wouldn't be taking you as my concubine? Though I suppose master is more fitting, because you're more of a pet to me. More of something of a servant of my needs. As I am an immortal being, I do not wish to spend my eternity alone. Like-minded individuals of worth shall gain their riches, their fame, their praise, and their place. Yours is at your knees, sucking my cock and begging me for more. Do not forget your place. And what you've agreed to. I've given you two choices, though your eyes say you're far too eager about this. If I'm not mistaken, you are excited about this. You enjoy it. Truly someone fit for your role. This play that we enact of bodies, of hearts. Perhaps you are the one who can teach me this foreign concept of empathy. For now, you can teach me what those lips feel like on my glands. Oh, yes, I knew someone as cunning as you would be smart enough not to try something. Your intelligence and cunning leads to your knowledge of servicing this cock. I can only sing you praises, at least for now. What you're doing is what should be done. Yes. I enjoy this. Your touch and taste irresistible. I wish to taste more of that needy mouth. Pardon me. If this doesn't kill you, you will experience ecstasy. Your god is fucking you, right in that filthy human mouth of yours, and you should be thanking me if your throat wasn't filled with my meaty cock. You're so good at this, though. You're worthy of the praise and thanks that I will give you in the form of my cum filling your throat. Yes, suck off your god. Yes, yes, you feel it. I know you do. Feel it and savor it. That choking sensation, it won't kill you. You'll be able to enjoy it soon, I'm sure. Yes, this is where you belong, where you must savor it. Taste it. Taste it now. Take it all, and don't you dare spill a drop. Never. Yes, you have pleased me for now. I will give you the mask. Take it, and use it now. For it would take an undying body to survive even a moment in a round of sex with me. Copulation would be something impossible, but sex, much more palpable. The way you contort my feminine toy is oh so fitting. The more I taste of your body, the more my fingers go deeper inside you, the more my body craves the sensation of your flesh. You should be honored. As I thought, your blood, your taste is different. You're truly a fucktoy worthy of my gracious and magnanimous cock. I know you realize it, but by now, I am your god. I know there's no reason to remind you, but I reiterate, as your eyes have that spark of intrigue, your pride will be taking me fully. That is, if it doesn't make you lose consciousness. Even vampires can do that. You feel it slapping against your back, taking nearly up to where your lungs might be. I am well endowed, and if you were not an undead, this would be very painful, very deadly, and not the slightest bit pleasurable. But as you are a vampire, these immoral delights come with the package. Oh, and so much package will fit deep in here. You will feel like you're reborn, like you have never had sex before. Unless, of course, you are a virgin, in which case, it will be indistinguishable, indescribable. You should know, this will break you in the best way. Be grateful. This is my gift to you. A slow entering. I could just shove it in, but your organs would probably burst, and that wouldn't be too pleasant, would it? What I want for you is to be so addicted that I could have you whenever I want, which will be your future once you learn and are trained like a good little dog would. A pet, maybe more a cat, or maybe just a former human, now my vampire, servant, concubine, whatever you choose to define it as. For now, you will taste with your insides. Kiss my cock and suck it with your bountiful little hole. Oh, you're so tight, a tightness that will never leave you because the elasticity of vampires' orifices. You will prove the best fuck toy I've ever had. Don't move. Yes. As you should. You are taking it oh so well. The indistinguishable flesh against flesh. My balls have kissed your clit. Only now are you ready to experience a pleasure beyond any humanity. Shall I fuck the remaining humanity from you? Give you the mortal and immoral pleasures that you truly deserve. Worship my cock with your insides. Yes, you feel it. I know you do. The way it spreads you. The way it makes you my little bitch. And you enjoy it. I can see it in your eyes. That cleverness turning to pure, ungrateful lust. But then, that desire, that savoring of how it stretches you so inhumanly. That fantastic fullness you could never get with anything else. No matter how much you tried, my cock will be the one you worship till the day you burn in the sun's light. Which will be never if you swear to be my meat, my flavorful little decadence, my favorite little toy. Yes, you fuck Dio, the man who will be your master. Take it all of me, no matter. You will savor every inch, and as it sits inside you, stretching, making room, as your insides crave more, but can't handle it, then, and only then, will I let you come, once you've acknowledged me. So, beg with your inhumane bits, and tell me what you want more than anything. Yes, that's what I was talking about. But you give in almost too easy. Ah, yes. But that easiness isn't a bad thing. That loyalty will get you far with me. Never bite the hand that feeds you, and never take advantage unless I tell you to first. Savor it. This dicking down will crave and carve that body into something that's made and fit for only my cock. Only sex with me will ever satisfy you again, for I am your god, your mate, and your master. I am Dio, and I will take you where no one can. The blood and cum and pleasure. You are a worthy little toy. But more than that, your cunning, the way you use that naughty little cunt, it was ingenious. You are worthy of being more than a mere concubine. Maybe I'll teach you a thing or two. Not only about servicing me, mastering that, but becoming strong. I may be able to give you the gift you've never had. Control, as well as your own concubines, if you so desire, but only to prove a point. That only I could ever satisfy you. You belong to Dio now. You are mine.